We're getting meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have a clerk call the roll.
Cannon.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Seroch.
Here. Need a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting, June 7th.
I'll make that motion.
All sections been moved and second. Any discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Sirleaf.
Yes. Will the clerk read the bills and payroll, please?
General Administration, $1,332.66. Economic Development, $329.38. Police, $9,358.02. Fire, $2,731.75. Street, $3,750.06. Parks, $7,384.19. Public Health and Safety, $146.88. Liability Insurance, $225. Infrastructure, $21,185.86. Garbage, $64.57. Cemetery, $326.65. Water Operations, $15,528.74. Sewer Operations, $496.65. Special Tax Allocation, TIF, $193. Quintanilla Youth Initiative Program, $1,280. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $563,294.03.
Thank you. Have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll make that motion.
Need a second, Tom?
Yes.
Any discussion on the bills and payroll? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Sirleaf.
Yes. Seeing we've got gentleman, Mr. Liberty, wants to address the council. You want to come forward, please, and state your name and address, please.
My name is Jim Moberly, 696 North Quincy, Clinton, Illinois. Go ahead and start.
Yes, please.
I'm here quite honestly because I'm embarrassed, I'm disgusted, and I'm quite disappointed with my neighborhood. There are two houses that are almost falling down. It's got holes in the roofs, one at 520 North Jackson, one that's directly across the street from me. The weeds have not been cut at all this year. The front yard was hacked down. I've got weeds across the street from me that are taller than me. I didn't realize that that property on North Quincy was zoned to be a junkyard or a license to be able to have a junkyard. There are doors that are thrown up, screen doors. There's junk in the back of that house that you couldn't even mow the yard. The grass hasn't been cut in that yard for almost 3.5 years. There's saplings that are growing. You can't even get into the garage. The house that's directly across from that house, my next door neighbor, and the house that is south of the lot, the next house after the empty lot next to this, have both had raccoons problems. not saying it comes from that house, but I do know that when they were over there taking out mattresses and whatever earlier this spring, that possums came flying out of there where they were nested in that house. There is no running water in that house. There is a vehicle that's been towed over there. It wasn't driven. It was towed on the back of a flatbed truck and was put down in front of the house. It's got a license sticker that has not been renewed since 2019. My neighbor was talking to the gentleman that lives there, and he stated to her that the van was given to him. I don't know if there's even a title that he has. All I know, it's been sitting over there for well over a month and hasn't been moved, and it's not going to be moved. I started coming to the city council a couple of years ago, back in 2019, because of the junk that was over there. I talked to you, Mr. Mayor, and you did come over and take care of those vats that were out in front. This gentleman does not even have a garbage pickup for his house. If you go over there right now, there is a portable fireplace that stands this tall with the screening around it. It's got nothing but cans and trash and whatever in there because he refuses to take care of his trash through the city. He's a working man now. He works for Coons Construction. A lot of the stuff that he's got thrown in his front yard and along the side of his house is stuff that the Coons Construction Company was going to throw away because it was no good, but yet he wanted to bring it over to his house. I've talked to Kyle Coons and told him I wish that he would not bring any more stuff over there. But I would like to see the city react on this. I know that there were tickets, ordinances that he has disobeyed, and I was told today by the city officer who lives in Farmer City, who is your ordinance officer, he said he stopped writing tickets back in last year because this young man was in DOC. Well, he got out last September, and here it is almost a year later, and there's still no tickets being written, and the tickets that were written in 2019 have not even been addressed. He told me that they were with the city's attorney, and they had not been acted upon. And if we don't have if we have ordinances in this town, which I have gotten online and never read them, why aren't they enforced? Why has it taken 2.5-3 years to be enforced? Right here, I've got my tax bill to be paid by the 30th of this month. Why in the heck should I go and pay my taxes when this city does not take care of what they're supposed to do? You expect me to pay? I expect you guys to follow the ordinance, which you're all sworn to do, and the city attorney is supposed to enact on. I moved back to this town after being away for 33 years, and it disgusts me to see how this city looks right now, and nobody's doing anything about it. Now, I don't know if I'm just wasting my time up here and my breath because I've been trying to address this for over 2 years. I just wish that you, as sworn council members, commissioners, the city clerk, the mayor, the city attorney, I wish you would do your jobs. That's what we elected you to do. So other than that, I just wish you would work with me.
Sure.
And number one, he is not going to move that junk out of there. There is junk that is piled high back in the back of that. And trust me, I don't want to see anybody get thrown out of their house. I worked for 30 years dealing with homeless kids and kids with truancy problems, and truancy is only something that's going on within the house, because truancy happens from the poorest of the poorest to the richest of the rich. And I'll tell you what, this never would happen up in Bradley, Kankakee, and Bourbonnais. And this town's better than Kankakee. So I just wish you would listen with me. I wish you would go over and start addressing getting those vines that are so big and so large, they're going up the side of the roof. That's how bad it is. And you, Mr. Mayor, have a residence that's right there next to it.
Yeah, I have a property right next to it. Yeah.
And I think your daughter would be just be on the phone every night talking to you to have to put up.
She can. She's addressed it to me, you know, just ahead of you. And I can, guess we need to turn it over to Tim and the attorney to see where we're at on that subject at this time.
I was told today that Tim asked for those tickets to be pulled, but said they haven't been addressed. And those were written in 2019.
Okay.
I don't know what takes so long. I mean, I guarantee you, if it was across the street from you, or anyone on this panel, or any of you people up here, that house and the houses that are around there, the ordinances would be responded to, and action would be taken.
Yeah.
And the house at 201 West Clay, it's on the corner. It's got junk up on the front, on the porch, junk in the back. There's been a container, and Tim rode with me the other day, that had been sitting, he'd been working on his car, and it's been sitting up on the top of his car for over 2 weeks while I drove by tonight. Well, it's off of the hood of the car, off the ceiling of the car, but it's laying on the hood of the car. Nobody seems to care. I mean, why should the other neighbors in that neighborhood pay their taxes?
Yeah.
Well, I won't bother you anymore. I appreciate
it. That's fine. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you listening to me, and I would appreciate any help that we would have. Thank you.
Keep informed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll give a few moments to right now see if there's anybody online who wants to address the council at this time. We'll move on down to reports. We have nothing to report. We'll move down to streets and public improvement.
I've just got a few things. Just remind everybody that this week is the week we pick up brush. Also, the cleanup, citywide cleanup still going on. You have to come up to town here to City Hall to get a voucher. You're allowed a pickup size load, and it's going on until the end of July. And there was only one Saturday this year, every Saturday, July the 10th, that you could take garbage out. And during the week, it's Monday through Friday, 6 to 3. And also, the guys worked together this week, all the departments together, and you got the storm sewer running across down the park, so yeah. I guess we get the playground coming in. It's not quite completed yet. We just got a couple of rooms left to do on that. And just want to thank all the guys that, you know, they worked through that a couple of days. It was pretty hot and stuff and got that done, so. And that's all I have right now.
Okay, thank you. Public property?
I don't have a whole lot. We have in the budget new testing equipment. That's something that we've been putting off for a while. We've had it in the budget, and then they've come up with some new tests that have to be ran. We're going to have some different chemicals for those tests, and the machine we have would not do certain ones of those, so they will be looking into that. But that's something that had been in the budget for quite a while. We knew we would have to buy this piece of equipment and get the chemicals to do the other testing. Also, the cost of chemicals is like we're in the same boat with everybody else. Everything keeps rising. Now, fuel prices are going up. We're getting surcharges for bringing it there. Price of chlorine went up in May. Now the other chemicals are starting to steadily. Every month there seems like they're going up for the polymers and the different things we use down there. So if you look at line items, you'll see where we started last year to now. They definitely took a jump. You just have to kind of go along with them. They use every excuse in the world of why and, you know, shortages and not working and whatever, but it's just, they know they can get it.
Yep.
That's basically it. They know they can raise the prices and get what they want. So we just have to kind of go along with that. And like Tim said, they've been working on different projects, trying, and it seems like everybody's trying to catch up. The jobs that are out there have been put off a little bit, and they're doing pretty well with it, and they did a real nice job over down at Park, getting that storm sewer put down, and then they just got a couple of laterals there on the other side street over there on the north, so, but that's coming along really well, and that's all I have for
okay.
City.
Thank you. Public Health and Safety.
Do you want to do the appointment first, Cheryl?
The motion?
Yes.
Motion to approve the appointment of Danny Ballinger Jr. to Assistant Fire Chief.
I'd make that motion.
A second.
Discussion?
Okay. Back, you know, an assistant chief is not the chief, and I know that, but back when Jerry was here, we had come up with his son, and I think Danny is very well qualified. Anybody in this room that hasn't been in any more training than him, and I don't have any issues. You guys know your fire department. You guys know what you do and when you do it. I do not. I don't even profess to, don't want to know the everyday ins and outs. That's not my point. But at the same time, I know we had a heck of a disagreement and a discussion when Jerry was wanting to put his son as chief. And I know you weren't in favor of that at that time. And, you know, it's just, it's a scale and balance, you know. I know you're having trouble with the people who are qualified, and you've got people that have quit. You got the, you know, looking for the chief and stuff now. And I guess with you being his father, you know, the same as with me and my brother Steve. Steve is works for the city. If there's anything comes up that's going to directly benefit him, you guys all know that I vote present or just abstain from the voting because I don't want any ramifications of am I going to do something special for him or whatever. And I don't want to see us get into that with you. I know you were there. You work your butt off with the fire department. And it's great. But at the same time, you know, I really, you know, I have boys, I have girls, I have all of them, and I get quite a bit out of them because I am their dad. I can talk to them and get probably more, or I can influence them pretty well. And in this part of this thing, I want Danny to be his own person. I want him to be just exactly the best that he can be. I know he's got the ability, and I'm looking at him because I just want to get, you know, I'm going to get my say-so out here. But I know how my boys are. If I really get on or I do something, they're going to take and buckle into what my kind of thoughts are, you know. And I want him to be that person. I don't think there's a reason in the world. I don't think he'd do a good job as fire chief. I don't want anybody saying that.
Assistant
fire chief. But I don't think there's a doubt in my mind he wouldn't do a very good job. But at the same time, you are in that position to be his direct boss. You can dictate quite a bit. And with you being there and everything else, I just want to make sure that we're looking at all the avenues. I'd really like, you know, maybe get some input from the other firemen. You know, I know when you do captains, lieutenants, and all that, the body pretty much decides and picks and chooses. They got the quality, and then they put those people in those positions. I wish we had that same thing as far as fire chief and assistant fire chief, where they actually would come before the council and say, hey, we've got this opening. This is who we feel is the best candidate for it, just like they do for the captains and all the others. And then that takes that responsibility kind of off your back. And it gives me more of an understanding that that's what this group of gentlemen and ladies want to do. That way I feel better about it, you know. And
got the most senior fireman back there.
Well, and that's why I'm glad they're here, because that's what I'm doing right now. We get to discuss, we get to talk this over, and I'd really like to hear, you know, I've got pretty good representation. Younger guys, I've got the older, I got guys there that have been on the force for a while, and I'd like to hear from a few of them just exactly what their thoughts are and what, if they have any problem with it, if they have any positives. I would like to hear that, to tell you the truth. And I'm not knocking, I hate to put you guys on the spot, but that that's really the only way I'm going to have a clear understanding of, is this something you guys would want to do? Is it something that you think can be done in the responsible manner? And I'd like to see it not be quite so much from your shoulders and being just the only person that has to make this decision. So I open up the floor if any of you guys would come up and at least state your reasons for or against or whatever. I would really like to hear that.
Now state your name, please.
Yes, sir. My name is Lyle Dennison. I'm a lieutenant currently with Clinton Fire. Danny Jr. has been a captain since I've been on the fire department. I've been under him. I can say I have full confidence in his ability to be an assistant chief. And I don't think there's any conflict between him and his father that I've seen. I don't think that's a problem. That's just my two cents.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Tom? You hear me, Tom?
Yeah, now I can. I haven't been hearing a whole lot.
Michael Short, I've been in the fire department for 6 years. When I first got on, Danny was a firefighter. He moved up to lieutenant. Came up to captain, which he rightly deserved. I don't think there's anybody better for the assistant chief position. I don't have any issues. There won't be any issues with Dan and Danny. He rightly deserves it.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
I couldn't hear that very well.
Do you have any comment, Tom?
Well, I don't, you know, it's, I wonder if we're getting the cart before the horse. Should we get a fire chief before, and then have the chief help and give Danny some assistance in getting assistant chiefs? I don't know. Then the only other thing I would question would be, you know, our present assistant chief works out of town, and I know Danny Jr. does too, and are we going to have enough command in town?
Okay. Anything else?
No, those are my concerns.
Okay. Can you got anything?
Yeah, I mean, Johnny's stated a lot of stuff that I have concerns over too, Danny. I've known you forever, I've known Danny forever. And I wasn't here when all that stuff went on with Milton and stuff, but I heard a lot of stuff. You know, you got some gentlemen here tonight, but what's the feeling of the rest of the guys? I mean, is it going to affect it like it did last time with the guys?
They can probably speak. They talk to him more than I do, so.
I understand Danny's very qualified for it. I've got concerns over that, and I just don't want to have any more problems within the department stuff. So, what my concerns are.
The question that Tom just brought up, would you have anything to say about having a new chief to help do that, or do you think it would be fine just to go to the assistant fire chief now and wait for the chief to make a day? And I don't care which guys would answer that. I mean, really. And then he asked about being out of town. Is there going to be any issues with the rest of the fire department and kind of picking up the slack on if the assistant chief or whatever's out of town? Well, you've been doing that for a long time. I know it's been an issue for quite a while.
That question is never going to change from what it is right now to whatever you do. You know, because you already have that issue, and it works out just fine. But Dave, you probably got more experience on the department than anything. Is there anything you want to say? Hate to put you on the spot, but you know, you've been around the longest.
David Dallas, full-time engineer. We could probably discuss this all night. I could probably sit here and give reasons or things that every officer has that fall short in one way or another. Everybody's going to fall short somewhere. We've got a certain number of people, and you know, each have different qualifications. Danny has an associate's degree in fire science, so I would have no problem with the assistant chief having an associate's degree. I give a class about 8 weeks ago for the officers. He was present during that class. It covered a wide variety of topics. He had the third highest score. As far as the guys, how they feel, I haven't heard anything negative about it. Everybody gets along with him. As far as being out of town, you can go across the nation. All departments have problem with people working out of town. We get it covered. That's about what I can say. Even when there's no officers there, the full-time guys take over. Most of the time we do have at least one officer there. So it's I don't think it's anything that is unique to here. I think you'd do a good job, personally. As far as looking for a chief or assistant chief, I think your chief position is probably the most important position, so that would probably take a little bit longer. In the past, and I'm not saying that just because we've always done it in the past that we should continue that, but we've always moved people up the chain of command. He is next in line. So with that, if you have any questions, I'll answer them. Other than that, that's what I've got to say. So
we have two assistant chiefs positions?
Yes. Not always as they've been filled, but we do have two positions.
We have one of them filled?
Yes. Yep. Stephen Page is the assistant chief.
Just did him a short time ago. Okay, thank you.
Are we going to name the two?
Yes.
And then find a chief?
The goal, yes. Yeah. The goal is
to fill every officer spot on the department. The class Dave was talking about was given not too long ago, so it wasn't just picked on who's popular with who. Yeah. It's based on your attendance. It's based on your scores in the course he give, which was two full weekend, 8 hour days each day courses, and that was all the placement of the officers was that, and it's set to where they start as a lieutenant and they go up and they work their way through the ranks to that spot. So
yes, sir.
Stephen Page, assistant fire chief. I've been on for a little over 10 years. I know Danny's got a ton of training, both with us and outside of here, which is always great. Anytime you can go somewhere else to get training, get multiple views to do jobs, to run scenes, helps out. I think he gets along well with everybody, and I don't think he'll, be influenced too much by Dan. I know he can hold his own against him if he needs to. And kind of like what Dan was saying, we started really trying to develop our officers the last year. Dave put on a great class here a couple months ago. And everybody took it. Everybody did really well. So anywhere from our captains on up should be able to run any major incident that we would have. And then our lieutenants even should be able to run your typical everyday calls, medical calls, simple car accidents, stuff like that. So I think that's about all I have.
Okay, you feel that the group of firefighters would be properly represented?
Yes.
In this position?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
You have anything else, Tom?
No.
Okay, we got one other gentleman who's going to speak to us.
Or whoever, many, okay.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Chris White. I'm the weather captain on the department. When it comes to Dan, years ago I was going to school at Richland taking fire science. I took a lot of classes with Dan. on the department. He's got solid judgment. His decisions are just based on solid decision making. He works well with everyone. I think Stephen mentioned that he gets along with everyone. I think people respect him. I can understand you'd have some concern about the relationship there. I don't think that relationship is going to affect his ability to do the job. He's going to make the decision that needs to be made. It's going to be based on his education and his experience, and not because of a family relationship. We all go on scene when we take command. I've taken command when the chiefs haven't been around. Dan doesn't come and take over. He offers suggestions. He gives input from his years of experience, and I don't think that would change based on his son being the one in the assistant chief position. I think that the firemen overall would respect it. And I don't have much of an opinion as far as filling the chief before you fill assistant chief. I would be concerned if Dan and you guys rushed into filling the chief position without really scrutinizing that, because that is an integral leadership role for the department. So I would say you'd need to take your time doing that. Having two assistant chiefs to help with that, to help run the department while that's being done, in my opinion, would be a good move. But I can see there being positives the other direction too. But I don't see a conflict of interest as far as Dan being assistant chief under his dad being commissioner.
Thank you.
Any questions, I can answer them.
Thank you.
I have just one more question, and I ask anybody that gets on the board up here just about the same way. The one person I gotta ask is, do you and will you want the assistant chief position?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
There's one more guy that just came in that may want to say something.
Okay. He's coming to me here. He's spoken.
Anybody don't even know what the question was, do you?
It was a longer meeting, and I apologize, I'm late. My tardiness.
I asked the question of, was there any fireman that had any pro or con comments on Danny being the assistant fire chief? I brought up that we had this back in the day with Mr. Wilkin trying to have his son as chief, and it didn't go well. It wasn't a very good and popular thing, and I asked the same questions that I would have asked on that, and now I've just asked if there's people, had any objections or if anybody had positive or negative, and that's what the question is.
I'm sitting here, and I don't know what everyone else's reply was.
It'd be a surprise.
Danny Jr. and I, Blake West here, full-time employee, 11 years, is a full-time employee of the Clinton Fire Department. And Danny Jr. and I have actually gone back before this fire department. When I received an associate's degree at Richland Community College, he was also in the program with me. And so we were actually in college as college buddies before I even knew him at this fire department. He didn't come on board when Commissioner Ballinger came on board with the city. And I've known Danny before that. So I knew Danny before I knew his dad. That being said, I think maybe you're thinking too much into it. I really do. Because I don't want to insult anyone back there, but 95% of the work, the bulk of the work, is actually done by the full-time employees. So he is already a captain. He ain't going to be doing much more now as an assistant chief as he is now as a captain. That being said, I don't think there's going to be an issue. I think Danny, we all get along well with Danny Jr. And I think he's well deserving of the position.
Thank you.
I did have a question I asked him about today. I didn't know how all this works, and I've been involved with the fire department and stuff. And I just wondered, is it possible for a full-time employee, the full-time guys, to move into one of those positions?
No. The union will not allow it. At one point, Dave Dallas was the interim fire chief while I was looking, and him and I have talked, and that's a possibility for a little bit for that position. But they cannot accept it because they belong to the union, and they cannot do both. Even after they retire out of the department, they cannot come back and be on the department, correct?
A pension firefighter cannot.
Yes. Okay. It's tied to the pension in union, so. That answer what you asked?
Yep. Yep.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you at least answering my question. I appreciate that.
Down to the discussion?
Yes.
Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Abstain.
Srilli?
Yes.
Congratulations. Well, you didn't get to talk, so you might as well just give us a little rundown on how you're going to change and how you'll be better and what got the whip on these guys. Come on.
I'm
going to
do the best I can and thank you.
All right, that's good.
We'll move down to unfinished business.
Would you have anything else?
She needs to swear in. I got a couple other things after
that. Okay, go ahead.
Real quick.
That's all right.
Go ahead.
You can't drag it out to nine? Come on, man. Filibuster.
No. Anchovies.
I can't believe it was this one, didn't it?
Hi, Danny
Dollinger,
Jr.
Hi, Danny
Dollinger,
Jr.
Have been appointed to the office of assistant fire chief in the city of Clinton, Illinois. In the county of DeWitt. Do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the state of Illinois. And that I will faithfully discharge. The duties of the office of assistant fire chief. According to the best of my ability.
Thank you.
There's your badge. I won't put it on.
Okay.
There's your badge for assistant fire chief. Thank you. Congratulations.
Here, I'll have these things.
Thank you.
Okay, I got a couple other things. You know, we've been having in the budget the last couple of years about a new fire truck. The one that's got to be replaced is 31 years old. And the life of a fire truck is 20 years. But what we had was tied to a budget, and tied to a grant, and I've been working with Tom, and I'll let him explain in a minute. But we've been in the, just to get to where we're at today, we've been in the process of specking out a truck. We've went to three manufacturers already and looked at trucks. We've had them brought up here. We're going to one is coming here tomorrow night. They're going to Friday, Thursday, and that'll be five manufacturers, and then we're going to have them give us a quote on it, and then the next step will be funding it and going with it. But all of this, you know, fire trucks have to be kept in so many years to keep your ISO ratings and all this. So Tom, you want to speak on the finance part?
Well, you know, obviously the grant would be the best way to do it, but if you have it depends on the price, you know, that you can wind up getting, because if we're going to get a pretty good deal, like, you know, say $100,000 less than what we had anticipated, maybe it would be beneficial to go ahead and buy it now. We do have the money in reserve where we could do that, and then use the grant money to get replace one of the owner partners.
We've really been lacked on keeping up, you know, like dump trucks and all that. So,
there goes the crowd.
But anyway, to keep up, you know, to keep in the standards and so forth, that we've got another truck that is 25 years older. How old, Dave, would the next one be?
The next one's about 20 years old.
See, so it's right there too. So the grant, if it ever gets gone, I mean, if we get it, it'll go right into effect for the next one, and we won't fall behind the eight ball like we did. Because Ben knows with replacing squad cars and stuff how that is hard to catch back up. So.
But this type of truck is a little less expensive than a regular bumper, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah, they're really about the same.
Because I know when we bought it, it was considerably less than a regular bumper.
Yeah, well, it depends on, you know, and that's why we're talking to five different ones, you know, and all the firemen and everybody have wish lists of what they want on this truck. Wish lists are great, but we got a price we're looking at to fall in. So, you know, that it'll be cut to make it fit where it needs to fit.
So what purpose is this truck?
It goes on all field fires, out-of-town calls, all your car wrecks, any hazardous materials, all your late calls, it's got all your water rescue equipment on it. What am I missing, Dave?
Mainly rescue, car accidents. At the present time, we can't get all of our rescue equipment on our rescue truck, so.
It's like everything else, everything has changed with the time.
And the truck that you're going to try to get with, if we get the grant money, what is that truck and what is that?
That would end up going the route and getting this one now, that would end up going toward a pumper that runs, is it the city truck or the country?
Country truck.
The country truck. It runs to every call out in the country. All your mutual aid calls to other departments and all that. So it gets some miles where a lot of the other trucks really don't get miles.
Right.
So, but I'm just bringing you up to speed on that. We're doing all the paperwork and legwork right now, and I just want Tom to explain that part. And then when we get some prices, we'll come back and talk again. I mean, so the budget, it was budgeted $600,000 with a grant to get a truck. We're shooting for that, and every dollar we can knock off less than that. Okay, so that's just an idea of what's going on. Okay, enough spending. Well, this is spending money too. Kiwanis Park, I don't know if any of you have been down there and seen how many kids are playing.
They're having a good time.
It's very well used now. The only thing I've got left to do is some painting. And it's actually turned out pretty nice. And the kids are really using the heck out of it. So we'll get some painting done and we can call that a wrap. And then there was talk on Facebook the other day about Downey Park, and we're moving along with that with the sewer, and you can see farther down there's some equipment. So
like I said, that project's at Farmers Long, that won't affect you now with your playground, so
park stuff's moving pretty good. So other than that, been running a lot of fire calls. So Ben,
I don't have anything tonight, thank you.
Okay, that's all I got.
Okay. Tom, do you have any report?
Well, hey, another good month on sales tax. We're about 30,000 ahead of what we were this time last year. And then the other thing I would have would be the youth initiative grant that we get. The federal funds are being allocated in a different direction, so we're going to have to take a good, long, hard look at that program. Like some input from everybody. Think about it. You know, the recipients that work in that program, you know, it's excellent. And need to get some input from Ben, too. Before the next meeting, because we're going to have to have a decision to make on that program. Other than that, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Tom. We'll move down to unfinished business. We have the bids for the Washington Street lot.
Yeah. Motion to approve the highest bid for 1003 East Washington Street from Jesus Soto Jr. in the amount of $20,000.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on this on the lot on Washington Street? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Truitt?
Yes.
Now, this is a two-step process. You're down the agenda bit, you're going to see you're putting an ordinance on file to authorize the purchase and the execution of the contract with Mr. Soto. That will go on file tonight, so there'll be another vote you'll need to do on this issue on first meeting next year.
Okay. So the emergency management agency agreement for $15,000.
Motion to approve an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Clinton and DeWitt County Emergency Management Agency for $15,000, which will be paid in four quarterly installments of $3,750.
I'd make that motion.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Truitt?
Yes. Next is the 457 deferred plan.
Motion to approve resolution 2021-6, resolution to amend 457 deferred comp plan to offer designated Roth accounts, in-plan Roth conversions, and loans on said Roth accounts.
Make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Truitt?
Yes. Next is the contract for the paving patching on Kirkwood Drive.
Motion to approve resolution 2021-7, a resolution authorizing execution of an agreement for Kirkwood Drive project with Foyt's Contractors, Inc. in the amount of $226,515.62.
I'll make that motion.
Second it.
Any discussion on the paving patching? Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Truitt?
Yes. Moving down to new businesses, we're replacing the file of sale of the real estate that the city attorney just talked about in the Washington Street lot for the Soto Jr. for the $20,000. Replacing the file of purchase of the playground equipment for Downey Park. And we're replacing the file of the bids for the construction of Rainier's Drive subdivision.
Yeah, I can hear.
And anybody else have anything else they want to bring to the meeting? If not, I'm going to take
a
going to the closed session. Preview of our closed minutes of the last closed meeting and then preliminary employee for
motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
Make that motion.
Second.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Truitt?
Yes.
Thank you.